What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Rosters are set. Football is back. Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, and Browns all open over the weekend. It's Eagles, Cowboys in the opener on Thursday Night Football. And with that, is our pleasure to head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline and bring back to the program the Hall of Fame former coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Bill Cowher. And Coach, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm curious to get your perspective on Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin and how you think this marriage will go this season.
Well, I mean, I think it'll be just fine. I mean, I think the biggest thing is with Aaron Rodgers is getting there with Arthur Smith. Mm-hmm. I think he's been there. I think that they're getting along well. I think there's a lot of things that took place in the preseason, and I think it's going to be some continuity and some acclimation taking place early in the season with this new group of receivers, with this offensive line. But I think Aaron Rodgers has been a good addition to him. There have been a lot of changes in Pittsburgh. Obviously, the sense of urgency has been a reflection of that since our last playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, Coach, one of the things I wanted to get your take on. You obviously go way back with that organization, mm-hmm. and that's the quintessential draft and develop organization. And for them now to be involved, I mean, Omar's in anybody who might be available anywhere in the league, like they're in on it and trading for number one wide receivers and shipping guys out and bringing guys in. It feels like there has been a different sort of sense of urgency with your historical perspective on it. How much do you think this has been a little bit of a shift from sort of the old paradigm?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a year-to-year thing. I think Omar has been very good. I don't know if it's a switch in philosophy. A year ago, I think the biggest thing is they did not hit with Kenny Pickett. And so the search for a quarterback began, and then last year they settled with Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, two guys from two different teams, both basically playing on one-year mm-hmm. contracts. And then this year it's a continuation of that with Aaron Rodgers. So that position has created a little bit of instability. Then you go to the receiver position, and certainly I think with George Pickens, the inconsistency was there. They went out and got DK Metcalf and made that arrangement. They still had gone back to the same development of an offensive line. I think that'll be a key for the Steelers, to be quite honest with you. It's an offensive line they built through the draft, and particularly those two young offensive tackles and with the running back group. So a good group of tight ends, getting Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. Again, yes, those were kind of splash free agents that were there, and getting to the secondary and trying to get some veteran help in the secondary. It was young last year. A lot of miscommunication problems took place there. So I think they did that. And again, I think when you look at their team, this is probably the best team they've had since they've won their last playoff game in terms of the depth they have, the mix of veteran and youth that they have in this team. And again, having that all come together and how quickly they come together will be a big key for them. But still, it's a tough division.
Yeah.
I still think Baltimore is the team to beat. And Cincinnati, with what they did this offseason, and then Trey Henderson just signed his contract, they're going to be a team, again, we always see them start out slow and be a factor at the end of the season. We kind of see also with them the sense of urgency we saw. All of a sudden, you see Joe Burrow playing the first two games of the preseason, a couple of series. I think that was a message set right there. Mm.
We're talking with Bill Cowherd, Inside Access here on The Fan. You mentioned the Ravens, the favorites in this division. They've had their issues in the postseason, though, Coach. Seemingly self-inflicted wounds have cost them playoff games. Could this? Do you think this is the year that they get over the hump?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I think in the past, I think Lamar has tried to do too much. Mm. And I think that when you look at it, even 2 years ago, I think Todd Monken got away from the run. I think they're very true getting Derrick Henry with who they are and their identity. And I thought Lamar Jackson, his best game he played, and I think he showed a lot, was that last drive against the Buffalo Bills when he took them down 88 yards, scored a touchdown. They threw the ball 25 times. I thought he played a very solid game. Obviously, he had the unfortunate drop there by Andrews. But, you know, I think it's a football team that, with where they are, and I think Zach Gore got better as the season went along last year, making the switch that he did. You know, certainly taking Kyle Hamilton, moving to the back end, and they addressed that by getting Malachi Starks, and now they can keep Kyle back up in the front end. Because Kyle Hamilton, to me, it's a lot like Troy Polamalu. The closer you get him to the line of scrimmage, the more disruptive he can become. And get a guy like Malachi to demand the back end, Jair Alexander, and I really do like the Mike Green pick. I think he's going to be a great addition to the edge rushers that they have. And again, you look at this team, they're solid. Can the offensive line stay healthy like they did a year ago? A big key, you know, particularly I think with Stanley. And I mean, that's going to be a big part of them being able to continue to do what they're doing on offense. But it's a veteran team, and I think they got a really good coach in John Harbaugh. They know that the postseason ain't going to happen until you get through the regular season. They'll stay. They'll embrace the process of getting there. I think they still are the team to beat, particularly in AFC North and possibly in the AFC.
Coach, your buddy Andy Reid has done a lot of things you're not supposed to be able to do in this league for a long time, including winning 18 of 21 playoff games in one stretch. But this, you know, the team that loses the Super Bowl, it tends to be tough the next year, and their schedule looks like a bear, including starting in Brazil. And that division, Coach, there's almost 700 regular season NFL coaching wins in that division. There's 10 Super Bowl appearances. There's, I think, 5 Lombardi trophies and 3 or 4 national titles. Can the Chiefs defy the odds again, or could this be a bit much for them to get back to where we're used to seeing them?
How many times, Jason, you going to continue to count out the Chiefs?
Oh, I'm not counting them out, Coach. I'm not counting them out.
No, I know. I think we all have. I mean, I think a year ago we kept still talking about the fact that they won all these close games.
Yeah.
And it's going to catch up to them, and yet they continue to do it. The one thing I will say about the Kansas City Chiefs, they got the best threesome there is in the National Football League. That's Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Steve Spagnuolo. Mm. And all they have, those three, they're going to get involved. They'll be involved in every game, every week. And certainly, yeah, I think that division has gotten tougher. I think the Denver Broncos and Bo Nix can each make the next step the next year. And so Pete Carroll going down to the Raiders, and certainly you know, Jim Harbaugh, what he's able to do now in the second year, we will see now with the Chargers. But again, I go back to the same thing. This is still a football team that's very comfortable in close games, a football team that knows how to win and do the things it has to do, particularly in the latter part of the season. So has everyone caught up to them? I think the gap is certainly a lot less, but I would never discount the Kansas City Chiefs winning the AFC West or North, discount the Kansas City Chiefs once they get into the playoffs. Health will have a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. The offensive line has a lot to do with it. But again, all those other pieces are in place. That's Andy Reid. That's Patrick Mahomes. That's Steve Spagnuolo.
Coach, I'm curious. I just got finished watching the Cowboys documentary on Netflix, and you're featured in it because obviously you played the Cowboys in one of the Super Bowls. And I guess I'm asking you to relive this while I ask the question, how hard is it to relive that game, and how often do you think about that game? I had forgotten, and I'm in my 50s, so I was younger when that game was played, but like I'd forgotten how close that game was and like just how close it was to the Steelers winning that Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember the game like it was yesterday, to be quite honest with you. So, yeah, that was, you know, I was a young 36-year-old guy going into that game, or 38 years old, excuse me. And it was funny because I said, you know, I think I remember saying that Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith, they were all going to practice in their limos. And we were this little team from Pittsburgh in our yellow school bus, and we had our pads on, and we dressed it in our room, and we came to practice that way. So, but I think, you know, it was a game that we had every opportunity to win. We did the onside kick in the third quarter. We got ourselves back into that game. We started off very slow, and that was a good football team. And Cordell Stewart was playing receiver at the time. Mm-hmm. We ran a lot of five wides, kind of opened things up. And, you know, it was a football team that quite frankly, Rod Woodson came back at the final odds, tearing an ACL in week one and making a play in the third quarter, pointing to his knee and him coming back. And I kept left the roster spot open. So it was a season that I will always remember very vividly in terms of being in Arizona and being that young. And we went back 10 years later and won it. But that was a team that was built by Jimmy Johnson and coached by Barry Switzer at the time. And, you know, and they did beat us in the fourth quarter of that game. We had three interceptions by Neil Donald. But I'll say this, we never got there if it wasn't for Neil Donald. So I'm not going to put any blame on him for that. It's the way the ball bounced. But it was a much closer game than I think a lot of people thought it would be.
Go Terps. Got to ask you about the NFC coach, and in particular, how difficult is this for Dan Campbell to lose his OC, his DC, and his center?
Well, the Philadelphia, well, yeah. The center is going to be the big loss. Philadelphia lost their two coordinators last year, and you see what they did. So, but I think the center, I think that's a good call with that, because that's a big loss for them. I think they're going to be fine. You know, I think Dan Campbell is a guy that's built a culture there. It's kind of like the next man up, losing Aiden Hutchinson and what they continued to do last year. And Aaron Glenn did that with that defense. And Dan, what they did on offense, I know the coordinators are gone, but he understood mm-hmm. that. And I remember talking to Dan last year. I said, the one thing when you have success, and I know I experienced that quite a bit in Pittsburgh, is you start to lose coordinators to head coaching jobs. And I said, and it's a feather in your cap, but I may always make sure you have a backup plan. And if you can, it's best to always hire within so that it's continuity in what you're trying to do. That's why I love the fact what John did last year when he lost his DC to Seattle and made Zach Gore the defensive coordinator. So you always want to keep continuity and also want to create a culture where that someone within your staff knows if they are do their job, there's a chance they'll get promoted and be the next man up if someone leaves off that staff. So I think it's a great job of building culture and also keeps continuity. I think Dan Campbell will do a good job of that. Matter of fact, we will be, CBS will be in Lambeau for that week one game. Ooh. Where the Green Bay Packers are hosting the Detroit Lions. We're looking forward to that one.
Wow,
sweet.
Awesome.
All right, excellent.
Phil Cowher, always a pleasure,
thank
sir.
Thank you,
thank
Coach.
You so much for your time. We appreciate it. Jason owes you potato chips.
I do.
You do owe me.
I'm going to take care of it. I owe you a lot of potato chips, honestly, probably. No, you're still sticking with the tried and true?
Yeah, I am. I do, and you know which ones they are.
I know what they are.
And you know what they are. So I'm still waiting for my bag.
All right, I'm on it.
Thanks, Coach.
I'm putting it in my phone right now. Thank you.
You got it, Jason. All right, guys.
Thanks.
Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens and Tyler Loop. He has had an awesome preseason. The Ravens got rid of the competition early. They did not add a kicker to the practice squad. Is Tyler Loop the real deal? We discuss next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're on the fan.
It's a good question. I would say I listen to the coaches, right? I'm not a kicking guru by any stretch, right? I can scout a lot of other positions better than I can scout kickers. And so, you know, Chris Horton and Randy Brown and Coach Harbaugh, those guys felt that Tyler was ready. So that resonated with me and allowed us to bring in a player at a different position. He's resilient. He seems to come back from a miss. He's got a really, really strong leg. He works very hard. Just a good young prospect, you know, kind of what we're looking for, I think, at every position, having a growth mindset, coming to work every day with the intention of getting better and being talented.
That's Eric DaCosta from earlier today talking about what made them comfortable moving forward. Tyler Loop is the only kicker. Remember, they got rid of John Hoyland early. Yep. They also did not add a veteran kicker to the practice squad, which is something that some people thought they may do.
Yeah.
Tyler,
that would have surprised me.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with this kid's head. This kid's done everything to win the job.
Yeah. 9-for-11 in the preseason, 8-for-8 in extra points, hit a 61-yarder in Landover. Looper seems like the real deal so far.
We've been spoiled around here from a kicking standpoint, unlike pretty much most places on the planet. And you don't want to gloss over things just because it's the norm around here, because it's not the norm everywhere. There's a lot of teams over the years that have drafted kickers, some quite higher than this, who internally have known by this time in the year that we're stuck with this kid because of where we took him, at least for a while, but this ain't going to end well. And I don't know that, I'm not telling you I got this kid's career mapped out, but like this could have gone other ways.
Mm-hmm.
This could have gone in a way where after the second preseason game, they're bringing in a bunch of veteran kickers to either light a fire under his ass or because the job is really up for grabs, or the second guy might look better than him. So we're trying to think of ways that we might need to jerry rig this or that for him to try to get him where we think he needs to be. Like it didn't have to be this linear thing where, you know, it starts out as something of a competition. The kid only has one bad day from a practice standpoint. The one kick in the preseason he'd want back, he followed up with a 50-something, you know, a minute later. Like, it didn't have to play out that way. It doesn't always play out that way. And again, this does not guarantee long-term regular season success, but it's a hell of a lot more foundational way to begin than coming in off of a suspect janky summer.
Oh, absolutely. And like to me, he's basically answered every single question. And you mentioned the miss, but both misses were well over 40 yards. One was over 50 yards.
I'm talking about the first one against the Colts from 40-something.
Yeah. That was the one over 40. Yeah. So he missed two. One was like 46. One was in the 50s. He's hit every chip shot. He's perfect at the extra point. And here's the thing. He's going to miss both one of each of those at some point.
More than one.
Yeah, so we'll be there for that. But man, oh man, the kid seems confident. The ball explodes off his foot. 61-yarders seem to like have a little bit room to spare as well. And that is not, I know it's just August, but that's not an easy field to kick on in Landover.
And look, professional sports at a certain level, like, It is Darwinism, but it's the battle of the biggest pockets in some sports more than others, right? The money matters, but it's also a battle of brain power. It's where that's what Moneyball was all about. Where can we find an expertise or a way of assessing things that other people aren't? Where can we cull value? Where can we be different? Most teams do not invest in kicking specialists and special teams coaches with a kicking and punting direct background the way the Ravens do. For whatever reason, these teams have more money than God. They all could do it.
Yeah.
Very few choose to. So when you do get in situations like this, and it's part of the reason we've seen many other kids who were here during Tucker's reign, who you knew were never going to displace Tucker, but they kick in the league for a while or a long while. Like, that is a testament to what DaCosta said. We've got people in here who this is their whole vocation. So we have more people in our building who know it better than most other people, and they're going to drive the ship on this. It still does boggle my mind why every team doesn't have a full-time kicking consultant who's been a former kicker, who can help with all the personnel decisions that go into this and the mental side of it, as well as the physical routine and the fundamentals of kicking an oblong football. But they don't. And the Ravens do. And the ones the Ravens have are particularly adept at it. So I think that makes transitions like this a whole lot thornier than they are elsewhere.
Yeah, reminder, there's no salary cap on coaches. You can spend as much money as you want on your coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a limited number of full-time coaches you have, but there's ways to do consultants here. Part-time guys there. Like, it does kind of boggle my mind, but good on the Ravens.
Ravens done practicing until next week. We're waiting to hear the undrafted guys are going to talk later. They're at least supposed to talk today. So hopefully we hear from them. But coming up next, Eric DaCosta. You heard him talk about Tyler Loop. He spoke at noon today, talked about the Kyle Hamilton extension and this roster. We'll hear from Eric next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here on The Fan.
Yeah, we didn't expect it, for sure. I think these guys, just when you think about the games, I mean, you look at those guys and look at what they did in the production and the big plays and just the consistency. How could they not be on the team, right? And then, you know, honestly, teams call and ask about these guys, right? And ask them if I'd trade these players. Like, we could have traded these three guys. Teams were calling left and right, and that's kind of validation for what you think you might see on tape. And it just became abundantly clear that these were talented players that, for whatever reason, were overlooked by the entire league, including us, and deserve to be on teams and can help us be our best.
That's Eric DaCosta speaking to the media earlier today. Ravens were thought to have one of the best rosters in football, one of the top 90s in football heading into camp. And yet three undrafted free agents, Keon Martin, Reuben Lowry, and Jay Higgins IV, all made the team, Jason.
Yeah, look, it's the kind of stories you want to celebrate. It is a real testament to these young men not letting these stark odds and what the industry thinks of the veterans ahead of them stand in their way. And it took some injuries to open up some opportunities for some of them, but they took full advantage. And this team, it's not a willy-nilly thing. Like, it's not let's just err on the side of the undrafted guy in, you know, three or four spots. It doesn't work that way. They're looking to do what they think is going to help them in the short and long term, and that led to them preferring some of these options over people like Jalen Armour-Davis, who 2 years ago you would have heard a lot of people in this organization crowing about as someone they think they can develop as an impact corner.
And he could just, that guy just can't stay out. He had a great summer. He just can't stay out.
He had a really good summer.
By the way, Bo Braid had a really good summer.
Sure.
But Reuben Lowry beat him out.
Well, and they're looking at, you know, projection and who has more upside projection based on what we've seen athletically, based on what we think they can do physically. Who has a chance to make, look, the margins are really slim. This is a really good roster, and they're looking for, like, what have we said they're missing? It's been a play here or play there. It's been a playmaker here or a playmaker there. Who has the potential maybe one day, if Pagano's around them long enough, to impact the ball in flight, right? Who has a chance to pick a ball off or tip a ball or get a sack that's going to be the difference for us winning a playoff game or losing it? Or who's going to be so significantly better than some of the other people around them on special teams that it's going to make a difference? Like, who has a chance to have something in their toolkit that's a little bit different, a little bit special, a little bit above the norm, that we think if we further cultivate it, you know, is going to eventually manifest itself on an NFL Sunday? And that's how they're making their decisions.
Eric DaCosta meeting with the media earlier today, and he was originally supposed to speak in about an hour, but they moved it up to noon, I think, in part because they had a major announcement
to
make.
They did.
Here's Eric DaCosta talking about the Kyle Hamilton extension.
But I also wanted to announce, and this is going to be fun, that we have reached a 4-year contract extension with Kyle Hamilton. Actually just signed it about an hour ago, maybe. Excited about that. Makes him the highest paid safety in the NFL. Well-deserved, as you all know. Phenomenal player, phenomenal person, a great leader. Very, very proud of Kyle, everything he brings to the community, on and off the field, his family, and we think that this really recognizes his impact on our team and in the community, and we're thrilled to get this done and get this off my plate. I also want to thank Nick Matteo, who has been working on this contract for quite some time, Athletes First, Kyle McCarthy, Brian Murphy, those guys, phenomenal job by them as well, so excited about that.
I appreciate everything. And Kyle Hamilton seems like a great dude.
Yes.
But they're paying him because he's a great football player. And he's been fantastic either near the line of scrimmage or last year he settled down the defense when they put him on the back end.
He influences the football game in a multitude of ways. He is a unicorn, a term that probably gets thrown around too much, but it certainly applies to him. He is a physical unicorn. When they drafted him and they said all the things he thinks that they think he can do, you're kind of like, well, who's the comp, right? Bobby D, who's been involved in pro football for 30 plus years. He didn't have a comp for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out there really isn't a comp. And then we've seen this sort of cottage industry of, you know, kids coming up through the draft now who are being seen as maybe Hamilton light or Hamilton-esque or Hamilton-ish. But everybody knows that this kid's uniquely long levers, the unique body type. There's just how strong he is without being sort of like crazy muscle bound. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he's just got that like flexible like power. How malleable he is, how crazy he bounces back from what seem to be ways the body's not supposed to bend or twist or contort. All these, and then how cerebral he is as a football player and how he's learned their system inside out from four different positions, maybe more than four. Like, yeah, this is a kid who you don't want going into this season not having secured many, many future years of his service. So this was a box they had to check. Going into week one, in a world where Lamar, Hamilton, and likely all don't have deals would make me feel a little squeamish about some things.
So they got one of them done. I think one of those other two should be able to get done pretty easily. Then there's a Lamar
then
Jackson.
Then there's Lamar.
Yes. Which they'll get done eventually because they'll just keep throwing money at him. When Lamar's good and ready to sign.
Yeah, and which doesn't have to be in the year 2026 if he really don't want it to be.
No. Let's hear more from Eric DaCosta. Let's go to cut 15, Beltway Ben. Emory Jones has not appeared on a practice field yet. Eric talking about the roster. What about the third-round pick, Eric?
I hope so. I mean, at some point he's going to get a chance to play this year. He'll be back this year, and he'll practice. He's going to be a physical guy. You know, the one thing I can tell you about Emory is he's a physical, combative player. We saw that at the Senior Bowl. We saw it on tape. This guy loves to play. He kind of fits our mentality. I can't wait to get him out there and practice just to see what he looks like.
He did also say they knew he had had the surgery mm-hmm. right before the draft. They knew he had had surgery before the draft. But he seems confident that he's going to get out there at some point.
I mean, I think he'll practice. The play part, I don't know. You know, you miss so much time and you're playing sort of coming from behind, and this is a team that, again, let's face it, as much as Harbs might cringe, it's Super Bowl or bust. And
yeah.
If they get in a position where their depth is being compromised to a point where, you know, he's back practicing a few weeks and they need somebody, I think, you know, it's what emergency lists are for. It's what, you know, signing somebody off somebody else's practice squad who's been playing football more recently. So we'll see. But long term, you know, he's someone they're obviously high on.
More from Eric DaCosta, and obviously the secondary is highly thought of, but you got some guys that are a little banged up, Awuzier, Jair Alexander. Eric talks about Alexander in the secondary.
Excited, man. I mean, Jair, I think you guys saw him when he was out there, what he can bring to the table. We're being careful with him, for sure, but he's a talent. I think that group in general, just if you look across the board, you see those guys, what they can do. Excited. I mean, honestly, we were super excited about Kone and Longerbeam too, before those guys got hurt. And if you put them into the equation, we'd had some really, really hard decisions to make. And so feel really good about where those guys are going to be next year coming back. But I think just across the board, if you look at the secondary, I mean, I think Chuck might have said it, it's a talented group. Saying that, we have very, very high expectations for that as well. And we want to hit the ground running, and we want to play fast, and we want to come out of the gates, and we want to live up to that reputation.
For what it's worth, Harp said, was it 2 days ago, that Jair Alexander will be on the practice field when they're back on the field Wednesday. They're off after today. They're eating ice cream right now, practice over, and they're off until next back on the field Wednesday.
Yeah, will he be on some sort of pitch count week one with everything that's happened at this corner position? Injuries aside, all for the good. It's about January here. So that's someone who's, I believe that enough, they've come out and said it pretty staunchly that he's going to practice. And I believe he'll practice. And I believe, barring any weird setback, he'll be up for that game.
Yep.
But like,
he hadn't practiced in 18 days.
What's his snap count? Like, I don't think he's playing 70 snaps.
Can't.
I'd be really surprised. He basically hadn't done anything for a month.
No, August 9th was the last time he was on a practice field.
Today, right, and they come back from practice and it's September the something.
Yeah, September the something.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I think he's in the mix, but I don't think he's a three-down guy.
That can't be. Like, do him and Ouzier, like, do they share a role? Is it? Is that probably...
There could be some time share there, I would think.
Let's hear one more from Eric, and he talks about his tight end, who is not on IR to start the year, Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to talk about injuries much, but, you know, the fact that we didn't put him on IR, I think, speaks to when we expect him back. We think he'll be back at some point in the early part of the season. I think his attitude's great. I see him, spend time with him. Yeah, I think he'll be a... He's going to be a really, really big part of our team this year, for sure.
So if he was put on IR, he would have to miss a minimum of four games. He's not on IR. I am betting he's back week three, Jason.
Yeah, that's probably, I'm guessing that's probably the kind of math, the kind of calculus that they're looking at. That would make some sense.
One note before we step out. I told you off the air that Tyler Loop wasn't practicing today. Harbaugh speaking to the media right now, this is according to our guy, Cordell Woodland. Loop kicked at the stadium today, so that's why he was not at practice. Also, Marlon didn't practice. He got a needed rest day, so he's fine as well. So there's your Harb's update.
Marlon, I feel like we haven't mentioned Marlon in forever.
Yeah, he's a guy that always is on the practice field, so you can give him a vet day.
I mean, yeah, get Loop as acclimated to the stadium as possible, right? Two of these three games were on the road, so yeah.
Harb speaking, the undrafted guys are supposed to be, that's Keon Martin, Reuben Lowry, Jay Higgins supposed to meet with the media after John Harbaugh, and then they're off till next week. Coming up next, though, back to baseball. The lineup is out. Totally Radley. Adley Rutschman not in it, but will Adley Rutschman be in this clubhouse a year from now? We'll discuss next here on The Fan. It's been a lost season for Adley Rutschman. We may not see him again this season. He did say he's hopeful to come back before the end of the year, but what's the point?
I don't think so.
That said, so is it possible that we've seen Adley Rutschman for the last time in an Oral uniform?
I certainly think it is. Now, we've seen people come out in the local and national media, and we had Bob Nightingale on earlier in the show. You can listen to that whole interview on Spotify, the Odyssey app, a lot of different places, iHeartRadio app. But Nightingale is reporting that Adley Rutschman will be made available. And the league anticipates Adley Rutschman will be made available, and there is a very real chance that he's traded. And I asked him about, do you think Adley Rutschman, knowing at this point it's highly unlikely he gets a contract with the O's, and the fact that Passaio already got one, and Adley wants to be a number one catcher, and he once was the face of this whole turnaround, if he might be open for change. And he said, yeah, change of scenery might be in order, might be to his liking. We'll never get truth serum to know exactly what Adley Rutschman really thinks about the way his contract situation has been handled, the way the rebuild has been handled vis-a-vis who they have and haven't added to the mix over time to maximize their winning percentage, winning opportunities, and who knows what he really thinks about having to share that job with Sam Passaio. But I don't know why you wouldn't be. And people will say, well, what are you going to do to replace Adley? Well, Adley doesn't hit when he catches. Adley's power hasn't manifested itself the way I think anybody thought it would. Adley has this gravitational force that wills the team to win. Yeah, I don't see that. And Adley's...
It happened when he got here, but not for a while.
Now, he's better than Sam. And I mean, I get it. Like, if you're all in to win next year, but like you can't find someone who could catch 2 days a week with some thump, I don't know. Like, I think Adley Rutschman would still fetch you a pretty heavy return. Like, if you're talking about the Phillies because Real Muto's hitting the wall, and you tell them they can have Adley this cheap for 2 years, I got news for you. I think Andrew Painter all of a sudden is available. Like, I think one of their top position prospects, like Crawford or Aiden Miller, like maybe they're in that trade too. I don't know. Then could you also get a super utility guy like Sosa? Like, I think, sure, they're not going to say no to that. Like, I don't know, man. I think, like, if you're not going to sign him here, and I have a hell of a hard time thinking that's ever going to happen, then the time you trade him is with two postseasons left. And so if you're thinking that might be the case, why wouldn't you trade him in the hot stove league where even bad teams will be interested in 2 years of Adley Rutschman, right? And where if he is going to be your quarterback, per se, or at least your center for your quarterback, if you want to say the pitcher's the quarterback, you want that guy there for when pitchers and catchers report, right? You don't want to have to figure all this out on the fly August the 1st. You want him to already know which guys, by the end of spring, he's already built a rapport with them. They're already, like, things are taking off. You don't see franchise catchers or potential franchise catchers traded at the deadline ever. I mean, you don't see them traded that often, period. I get it. But I think at the deadline would add a layer of complication that's unnecessary. If it's a possibility, I'd be looking to do it in the offseason. Yeah,
the one that comes to mind is Piazza, and that was like years ago, and he was traded like twice in a matter of weeks, because remember, he was traded to the Marlins and then to the Mets.
I feel like at that point, he was more of a designated hitter than, I mean, I guess he's still catching.
He caught for the Mets.
Like, not a very good
catcher. He's in the National League, but yeah. But you mentioned Masai as a catcher. What did you think of him as a first baseman last night?
I told you guys, he's great. It's better than Kobe Mayo at first base right now, and it's not even close. I told you, he's more athletic than you think. He's more pliable than you think. He's got great instincts over there. He's a big guy, but the feet are light. He's quick on his feet. His first step and his instincts are great. And yeah, pliable, flexible. You saw him do the splits.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Hey, coming up next, Kyle Bradish made his debut last night. What did Ryan Ripken think about Kyle Bradish? We'll ask him. Ryan Ripken, part of our BBT crew, joins us next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.